This episode is brought to you by IVP. In his award-winning book, Reading While Black, Esau McCauley calls the church to read scripture through the lens of the Black church tradition. By sharing his own deeply personal narratives and offering his expertise as a biblical scholar, McCauley enlightens Christians of all backgrounds about the Black experience and helps them to better understand their own. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive Reading While Black for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
You're listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Nguyen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Job chapter 40 through 41. Job chapter 40, Job's reply to God's challenge. Then the Lord answered Job, "Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let the person who accuses God give him an answer." Then Job answered the Lord, "Indeed, I am completely unworthy. How could I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth to silence myself. I have spoken once, but I cannot answer. Twice, but I will say no more." The Lord's second speech. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, "Get ready for a difficult task like a man. I will question you, and you will inform me. Would you indeed annul my justice? Would you declare me guilty so that you might be right? Do you have an arm as powerful as God's, and can you thunder with a voice like his? Adorn yourself then with majesty and excellency, and clothe yourself with glory and honor. Scatter abroad the abundance of your anger. Look at every proud man and bring him low. Look at every proud man and abase him. Crush the wicked on the spot. Hide them in the dust together. Imprison them in the grave. Then I myself will acknowledge to you that your own right hand can save you." The description of Behemoth. "Look now at Behemoth, which I made as I made you. It eats grass like the ox. Look at its strength in its loins and its power in the muscles of its belly. It makes its tail stiff like a cedar. The sinews of its thighs are tightly wound. Its bones are tubes of bronze, its limbs like bars of iron. It ranks first among the works of God. The one who made it has furnished it with a sword. For the hills bring it food where all the wild animals play. Under the lotus tree it lies, in the secrecy of the reeds in the marsh. The lotus trees conceal it in their shadow. The poplars by the stream conceal it. If the river rages, it is not disturbed. It is secure, though the Jordan should surge up to its mouth. Can anyone catch it by its eyes, or pierce its nose with a snare?" Job chapter 41, the description of Leviathan. "Can you pull in Leviathan with a hook and tie down its tongue with a rope? Can you put a cord through its nose or pierce its jaw with a hook? Will it make numerous supplications to you? Will it speak to you with tender words? Will it make a pact with you so you could take it as your slave for life? Can you play with it like a bird or tie it on a leash for your girls? Will partners bargain for it? Will they divide it up among the merchants? Can you fill its hide with harpoons or its head with fishing spears? If you lay your hand on it, you will remember the fight. Do not do it again. See, his expectation is wrong. He is laid low even at the sight of it. Is it not fierce when it is awakened? Who is he then? Who can stand before it? Who has confronted me that I should repay? Everything under heaven belongs to me. I will not keep silent about its limbs and the extent of its might and the grace of its arrangement. Who can uncover its outer covering? Who can penetrate to the inside of its armor? Who can open the doors of its mouth? Its teeth all around are fearsome. Its back has rows of shields shut up closely together as with a seal. Each one is so close to the next that no air can come between them. They lock tightly together one to the next. They cling together and cannot be separated. Its snorting throws out flashes of light. Its eyes are like the red glow of dawn. Out of its mouth go flames. Sparks of fire shoot forth. Smoke streams from its nostrils as from a boiling pot over burning rushes. Its breath sets coals ablaze, and a flame shoots from its mouth. Strength lodges in its neck, and despair runs before it. The folds of its flesh are tightly joined. They are firm on it, immovable. Its heart is hard as rock, hard as a lower millstone. When it rises up, the mighty are terrified. At its thrashing about, they withdraw. Whoever strikes it with a sword will have no effect, nor with the spear, arrow, or dart. It regards iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. Arrows do not make it flee. Sling stones become like chaff to it. A club is counted as a piece of straw. It laughs at the rattling of the lance. Its underparts are the sharp points of potsherds. It leaves its mark in the mud like a threshing sledge. It makes the deep boil like a cauldron and stirs up the sea like a pot of ointment. It leaves a glistening wake behind it. One would think the deep had a head of white hair. The likes of it not on earth, a creature without fear. It looks on every haughty being. It is king over all that are proud. Psalm 42. For the music director, a well-written song by the Korahites. As a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, for the living God. I say, when will I be able to go and appear in God's presence? I cannot eat. I weep day and night. All day long they say to me, where is your God? I will remember and weep. For I was once walking along with the great throng to the temple of God, shouting and giving thanks along with the crowd as we celebrated the holy festival. Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you so upset? Wait for God, for I will again give thanks to my God for his saving intervention. I am depressed, so I will pray to you while in the region of the upper Jordan, from Hermon, from Mount Mizar. One deep stream calls out to another at the sound of your waterfalls. All your billows and waves overwhelm me. By day, the Lord decrees his loyal love, and by night, he gives me a song, a prayer to the God of my life. I will pray to God, my high ridge. Why do you ignore me? Why must I walk around mourning because my enemies oppress me? My enemies' taunts cut me to the bone as they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you upset? Wait for God, for I will again give thanks to my God for his saving intervention.
Your word is true.
New Testament reading. Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 26. Choosing the 12 apostles. Now it was during this time that Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent all night in prayer to God. When morning came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles, Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew and James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Sermon on the Plain. Then he came down with them and stood on a level place, and a large number of his disciples had gathered along with a vast multitude from all over Judea, from Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. They came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who suffered from unclean spirits were cured. The whole crowd was trying to touch him because power was coming out from him and healing them all. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God belongs to you. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and insult you and reject you as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and jump for joy, because your reward is great in heaven. For their ancestors did the same things to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your comfort already. Woe to you who are well satisfied with food now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for their ancestors did the same things to the false prophets. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Sovereign God, creator of all things, O God, the behemoth and the leviathan, image bearers, us, your crown of creation, God, we thank you. Thank you, O God, for your strong rebuke and sovereignty, O God, to Job, O Lord, asking us really, where were we, right? When you created all of these magnificent, magnificent creatures in this whole world, God, where were we? Thank you, God, for your sovereignty. Thank you, God, for your power. We know, oh God, that suffering is just so common, oh God, and so ubiquitous, Lord God. It is everywhere. So many people, even under the sound of my voice, oh Lord, who feel very much like Job, who are going through experiences of loss of their own children, suffering and losing loved ones left and right, oh Lord God, during this time of pandemic, Lord God. People are suffering, oh God, and they're crying out and asking for answers, oh Lord God. And we know, oh Lord God, that you can give those answers, that you can grant comfort, oh Lord God, that you, oh Lord God, can bring healing, oh God, for those who are suffering right now, oh God, and those who are crying out, oh God, for mercy and help, oh Lord God. Would you be near? Would you send your Holy Spirit to be the mighty comforter that the Spirit is, to wrap each and every person under the sound of my voice, wrap them in the arms of the Spirit so that the comfort would flow to them, oh God. Oh Lord, I also pray, thank you for your word here, Lord God. We don't want to be on the other side of your woes, oh God. Would you help us, oh Lord God, to continually, to thank you, oh God, for Jesus's blood and Jesus's life and sacrifice. We thank you so much, oh God, that because of Jesus's sacrifice, we won't be found on the other side of your woe, oh Lord God. We won't be on the receiving end of your woes, oh Lord God, but that we will continue to be on the receiving end of your blessings, oh Lord God, and your discipline. So would you help us, oh Lord God, to continue to walk in the light and to glorify you as we do so. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.